You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Placing my most humble salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Dear listeners, this is Raghu from Team Radio Sai signing in along with my friend Abhishek Acharya, the audio editor, who will be helping me by playing the files from the playlist. Well, dear listeners, you are tuned to Radio Sai, God's own radio station, and I am speaking to you live from the studios of Radio Sai. And this is the segment, Service, Love in Action. Bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in the studio is 5 minutes to 11 o'clock. Today is 27th of December, a Holy Thursday, and after an eventful and festive week on the occasion of Christmas celebration, Prashant Nilayam Ashram is still vibrating with devotion and joy. Well, dear listeners, the carol sung by Swami's students and his devotees day before yesterday on the occasion of Christmas are still reverberating in my ears. So, keeping the Christmas fervor, let me at the outset play for you a carol which was sung by Swami's students in the Sai Kulanth Hall on the day of Christmas. Well, for the interest of the listeners, the boy who is playing drums for this carol is my colleague Yatharta.
Your grace lands. We have come to seek your face, not the wonders of your hand. Yes, we need your touch, but you've given us so much that we just want to thank you for all you've done for us. We come to praise your name, King of kings and Lord of lords. We come to give you praise. You are the one that we adore. Oh Lord, cleanse our hearts with fire and fill us with desire for your glory.
Thank you.
door. Oh Lord, fill your heart with fire and fill us with desire for your glory, for your presence in our lives. We come to praise your name, King of kings and Lord of lords. We come to give you praise. You are the one that we adore. Oh Lord, cleanse our hearts with fire and fill us with desire for your glory, for your presence in our lives.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time in our studio is 11 o'clock, a cool and pleasant morning here at Prashant in Leamashram, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And in this segment, dear listeners, I speak about the various service projects of Bhagwan, and inspired by these, the various service activities taken up by Swami's students and his devotees. Today's segment features a Sai service project, wherein devotees of Bhagwan from the countries of New Zealand, Australia, USA and Fiji worked in unison to serve the most neglected and needy patients in the remotest areas of the island nation of Fiji. Spreading love and light of Bhagwan Baba's universal teachings in a nation ravaged by a coup.
For 8 decades now, Bhagwan Baba has been inspiring his devotees in every nook and corner of the globe to follow his example of living a life of selfless love and compassion, and to work towards bringing relief and love to those in pain and poverty. The much talked about Gram Seva, or rural service projects, and the mobile medical hospital of Prashanti Nilayam are like the epicenters which transmit a ripple effect throughout the planet. Faraway island nations, countries and continents. In the year 2007, the country of Fiji had been through yet another coup, and the diplomatic relations with the international community were at an all-time low. The political environment was unstable. And that is the time when a team of devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba unfolded a saga of loving service. Fueled by the energy of Sai's universal love, over 50 Sai devotee medical professionals and many more Sai volunteers worked round the clock from the 16th of June to the 23rd of June to serve the medical needs of over 5,000 people who were unwell and in dire need of medical assistance. The medical professionals and the volunteers worked together as Sai's instruments of selfless love and service. In spite of the very difficult circumstances, the devotees of Bhagwan Baba forged ahead to render service propelled by selfless love, and found to their joy all difficulties and problems getting resolved and doors opening at every turn in their endeavor. This narrative archives the daily accomplishments of the group.
The Republic of Fiji is made up of a group of 330 islands which lie in the heart of the Pacific Ocean, midway between the equator and the South Pole. On Friday, 15 June 2007, 50 health professionals and volunteers from the Satya Sai organizations of Australia, New Zealand and the USA met up in Lotoka in Fiji and began preparations for the 7 days pre-medical camps. Their motivating force were these thought-provoking words of Bhagwan Baba in a divine discourse that was delivered on June 3rd, 1995. Baba said, quote, welfare services should be free for all. There are numerous people who cannot afford the costs of medical treatment. Doctors should render free service to such persons. Unquote. Fiji has experienced 4 military coups over the past 20 years, which caused many qualified people to emigrate overseas. This in turn has added to the problems encountered today in the remote areas, where neither are the medical professionals available and nor is healthcare easily accessible. The locations for the camps, particularly in Vanualevu, were chosen keeping in view the poor infrastructure, the remoteness from urban areas, and the difficult accessibility to even secondary level healthcare facilities. The population on this island live on subsistence plantations under very trying conditions, and the medical camps were targeted to benefit those most in need. The SAI service teams in Fiji organized all the sites where the camps were to be held, and with Swami's grace and blessings, all permissions needed from the Fijian government and also from the Ministry of Education and the school authorities for conducting the medical camps in the schools were obtained. 6 of the 7 camps were held at schools, and 1 was held at Nabuwalu Hospital with the permission of the local Fijian District Health Board. The headmasters and staff of all the schools too were very inspired and actively involved in doing their part in the conduct of the camps. They helped by supplying meals and drinking water for the entire SAI team. They provided a much needed service without any expectation of any reward. It was another example of Swami's love in action.
At approximately 5:30 p.m. on 15th June 2007, the team from New Zealand landed at Nadi Airport on the island of Vitilevu, carrying 20 cartons of medical supplies that had been supplied free of cost by various groups to the SAI organization in New Zealand. A week or so prior to the camp, a team member had traveled to Fiji and had purchased another 30-odd cartons of medicines from a supplier, which was paid for by SAI devotees from Australia and New Zealand, who had once again opened their hearts and their wallets, knowing how beneficial such camps had been in 2006. A volunteer group in Auckland had come forward to give 600 used spectacles and sunglasses, which they had sterilized, sorted, graded and packed. Along with this, the optometrist from Australia donated and carried with him over 750 sets of brand new spectacles, which were all distributed free of cost. Everyone was putting into practice the oft-mentioned words of advice of Swami, quote, "Share your joy, your wealth, and your knowledge with others less fortunate," unquote. The New Zealand group traveled light with their personal effects, as they knew that they would be overweight with the 20 cartons of medicines and medical supplies that they were carrying along. But once again, Lord Sai showered his loving grace on them, and when they checked in at Auckland International Airport, the airline allowed them to board the excess baggage without any excess charges. It will be apt to mention here that just a few weeks prior to their departure from New Zealand, the military in Fiji government had been overtaken by a military coup. And in the changed scenario, the new military junta and banished the current New Zealand High Commissioner, causing angry exchanges between the two governments. The Australian and New Zealand governments had issued warnings on their respective websites and on the TV and on the news channels advising people not to travel to Fiji. In spite of such grim circumstances, the service teams from Australia and New Zealand, with absolute faith in Swami, proceeded with the planned service initiative.
Once the service teams landed in Lautoka, the Fiji Sai devotees received them and took them from the Nadi airport and transported them to the Sai center, where a briefing about the camps were held, followed by devotional singing to Bhagwan Baba, which was followed by a meal that was lovingly prepared by the Sai members. Medical Camp Number 1 at Raki Raki on the island of Vitulevu, Saturday, 16th June 2007, dawned. The team assembled at the Sai Center, from where they boarded the bus to the first camp. The first camp was held at Penang Sangha School in Raki Raki, which is approximately 2.5 hours drive from Latokau, the western side of Vitulevu. The Australian team were taken directly to the site of the camp. The local Sai volunteers reached the site early and set up the various requirements for the smooth functioning of the camp. The Sai medical team was joined by a dental unit and other medical staff from the local hospital in Lautoka, making this a transnational project, as one young doctor from Lautoka Hospital said.
I missed the camps last year and therefore made sure I would be here this time. I am so happy that I am here. The unity and love that has been shown here is just amazing. I would not have thought this possible. I only wish that I could have had the whole week off so that I could have joined the team for the rest of the camps.
The camp proved to be a learning experience for everyone, especially for the teams from Australia and the USA who were coming here for the first time. People to be treated poured in from the surrounding villages, both Fijian and Indian together, and with the Sai volunteers from all the three countries working hand in hand, it was handled in an excellent manner and the patients did not have to wait too long for consultations or prescriptions. Holding the medical camps at schools proved extremely beneficial, as it gave the Sai medical team a number of classrooms that they could use for consultations, as well as a separate room for the dispensing medicines and a separate dental and optical unit. This was the first time at Sai medical camps in Fiji that dental fillings and dental prostheses were made available for patients at the camp itself. In addition to routine extractions, and an average of 100 to 200 patients with dental complaints were seen daily at each of the 7 camps. The dental services brought joy to many patients. The total number of patients treated that day was over 520. A few serious cases were referred to the hospital in Lautoka. At the end of the day, everyone there felt that Swami had been with them throughout the day. At the debriefing at the end of the first day, all those who had taken part in the service activity could feel the unity and love amongst the team members and the patients. Swami's love and compassion was felt by the entire team, enthusing the members with divine energy. A meal was shared at the school, Devotional songs were sung in gratitude to Swami for His guidance, His love, and for the opportunity to serve in His name.
You are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you 24 hours a day the message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, well, in the month of June 2007, many Sai devotees from the countries of New Zealand, Australia, USA and Fiji organized a well-planned medical camp to serve the most neglected and needy patients in the remotest areas throughout the island nation of Fiji, spreading love and light of Baba's universal teachings in a poor, ravaged nation. So what you're listening to right now are the accounts of the medical camp on the first day, that is 16th June 2007, in Rakiraki on the island Vitulevu. Well, dear listeners, before listening to the activities of the second day and the other days of the medical camp, which was held at Tewu and other islands, let's listen to a beautiful bhajan from the album Bhavanjali. This is a Rama bhajan and is sung by my colleague Sai Krishna.
Ramachandra. Listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dressed with Divinity is our weekly series in which we bring you conversations with devotees of Bhagwan Baba from around the globe.
I had a lot of fractures, I had a lot of bruises, and I had breathing problems, but it was Baba, Baba, Baba every day. With every breath, with every step I would take while running, it would be Om Sri Sai Ram.
Well, it actually all started with my mother getting a vision of Swami. This was in 1970 when she was cooking.
There were lots of roses and of course tiny little rosebuds which was nowhere ready to bloom. And he just touched it with his finger.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a movie or a video, mm-hmm. right in front of my eyes, you know, this rosebud started to get bigger and bigger and bigger and opened out into a beautiful rose.
Love all, serve all. We've made as famous as Swami has at the Hard Rock because we put it on millions and millions of t-shirts, jackets, buttons, badges, everything. If you got your check, if you work for me at the top, love all, serve all. We put huge signs up in every restaurant around the world.
Dressed with Divinity is our weekly series in which we bring you conversations with devotees of Bhagwan Baba from around the globe. You can listen to this on Asia stream of Radio Sai every Tuesday at 9:50 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, Dressed with Divinity, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page on our website, radiosai.org. Or you can download and listen to any interview of your choice in the Dressed with Divinity series at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/Trist. That is radiosai.org/TRYST or Trist. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
This is Radio Sai Global Harmony. You can know more about our program schedule by visiting our website at www.radiosai.org.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time in our studio is 11:25 a.m. It's a very cool and pleasant morning here at Prashanthinilaya Matram. And this is the segment, Service, Love in Action. And in this segment, dear listeners, I speak about the various service projects of Bhagwan. And inspired by these projects, the various service activities taken up by Swami's students and his devotees. Today, dear listeners, in this segment, I am speaking on the selfless service activities undertaken by the Sai devotees from the countries of New Zealand, Australia, USA and Fiji, in the form of medical camps to the most neglected and needy patients in the remotest areas throughout the island nation of Fiji. So, over 50 medical professionals and many more volunteers worked around the clock to serve 500 patients from the 16th of June through the 23rd of June in the year 2007. And the fuel that kept everyone going was the loving energy of Sai that was felt palpably by those who served and by those who were served. Dear listeners, this was a week-long medical camp, and before playing for you the bhajan on Lord Rama, I had given you the accounts of the first day of the medical camp. So let's now listen to the activities of the medical camp on the other days.
Medical camp number 2 at Tavua on the island of Vitulevu. The second day, Sunday 17th June 2007, dawned, and the teams of Sai doctors and Sai volunteers met at the Lotoka Sai Center, ready to travel to the location of the next camp, which was to be held at Tavua College, Tavua, a 1.5 hour journey to the west side of Vitulevu. When they arrived there, there was already a large crowd of people waiting and seeking medical help. No time was lost, and the team set into action immediately, and consultations soon began. The local Sai volunteers and some of the teachers from the school joined the teams, sacrificing their weekly holiday on Sunday to work for the people. This day proved to be an extremely busy one, as people kept pouring in from the nearby villages. The police department even supplied a local constable to direct the traffic for the day. He too did a sterling job and was always smiling, jovial, and spreading joy all around. Swami's love had touched his heart as well. The help of the local medical fraternity from Lotoka Hospital was of great value, as it played an important part as the day progressed, and the makeshift pharmacy was under considerable pressure to supply the medicines within a reasonable time frame. By the end of the day, the team saw over 1,100 people. It had been an incredible experience that filled the hearts of one and all with love and compassion. As Swami says, quote, "Service is divine. It makes life worthwhile," unquote. A prayer of gratitude was offered to Lord Sai for making the day so memorable and for giving all a chance to serve him through the service of fellow men. The local camp coordinator said,
"It was an incredible experience. Many members of the team were meeting for the first time, yet they worked so well together with unity and harmony that we could see Swami's love giving them the energy and the enthusiasm to attend to so many patients over the past 2 days. It was amazing. I am so happy to be part of this wonderful organization."
The teams reached Vanualevu a day before the medical camp, organizing the accommodation at the motel and sorting out the many cartons of medications that they had brought along with them. When they first checked in at Nadi Airport with a large number of cartons containing medical supplies, it did seem difficult, as the planes used in these domestic flights are the smaller planes, and anyone checking in with excess baggage is not kindly looked upon. As always, a prayer to Swami ensured that everything was sorted out. After a brief standoff, The team was given their boarding passes and they boarded the flight to the small Labasa airport on Vanua Levu. As the group had a large number of members, some of them arrived on a later flight. By early afternoon, all had settled in the motel and spent the evening sorting and labeling the medicines and organizing the boxes that would be transported from one camp to another over the next 5 days. The local Sai volunteers were excellent and took care of the local arrangements.
Medical Camp Number 3 at Nabuawalu Hospital, Vanua Levu. On Tuesday, 19 June 2007, the two buses that were to transport the Sai team over the next 5 days were ready and waiting in the motel compound at 4 a.m. The Sai team soon departed on a 4-hour journey to Nabuawalu Hospital. The drive was a long one, but everyone filled their hearts with loving gratitude to Bhagwan, and the journey time seemed to pass away so quickly. Sai team reached the location. The rooms were set up as quickly as possible, and in a short time, the medical consultations and treatments began. The Fijian Ministry of Health appreciated and welcomed the services being offered by the Sai team. They were extremely helpful, provided some staff, and also provided the venue of the Nabuawalu Hospital. From the work being done by the local Fijian health professionals, it was visible that in spite of the place being a very remote one, they were conscious of the medical needs of the place. The local Sai volunteers who had traveled with the team did an incredible job in rather trying conditions. Most of the patients at this camp were of Fijian descent. One among many were found to have serious medical conditions that could not be alleviated. In chronic and severe cases, the specialists referred them to the Labasa Hospital, writing letters of referral, informing them of the patient's condition. The patients came from neighboring villages as well, and some of them spent many hours traveling to reach the camp. At the end of the day, it was gratifying to that all who had come had been attended to by the Sai doctor's team. At the end of this camp, over 400 people had been seen, prescriptions and medicines had been given out, and the faces of all who came brimmed with joy for the loving treatment they received. The chief medical officer of the Nabuawalu Hospital commented,
"It has been wonderful that your team has been here helping our people. We struggle trying to get enough medicines for our patients and trying to see all the patients that come to us. To me, it seems that your visit has been organized by God. The patients have commented on how caring your doctors and other staff have been. Your team has shown compassion and love. I pray that we may be able to have you here again. Please do not make it too long."
Thus ended the first camp of Vanua Levu. The team made the long return bus trip, reminiscing the events of the day. On return to the motel, all shared a meal together, which was followed by a grateful prayer to Bhagwan Baba and singing of devotional songs from the very depths of the heart. The end of a fulfilling and blissful day.
Medical Camp Number 4 at Sikaka School, Vanua Levu. On Wednesday, 20th June 2007, the team boarded the bus early in the morning. This day's camp was only 1.5 hours away from the hotel, but one that would be quite busy and would need to cater to a large number of people. So, it was decided to get there early and set up the essentials well in advance. Now, with everyone perfectly set in their respective duties, setting up of the camp became relatively easy. Even though the Sai team reached early, people had already begun to queue up, waiting for the registrations to start. This area had an equal number of Indian and Fijian patients, and once registrations began, efforts were made to ensure that the seriously ill, the elderly, and mothers with young children were attended to first. The deputy principal of the school hosting the camp had this to say:
"We prayed that you would come back again, and here you are. The people from this area still talk about the love and care that was showered last time, and it is still happening again today. We thank all of you from the bottom of our hearts for your sacrifice in coming here and for your dedication and commitment. My staff and I still talk about it and know that God must be smiling on us for this to be happening to us today. Please do return."
By the end of the day, the Sai team of medical professionals had attended to well over 500 people. Once again, there were some who needed further treatment at the Labasa Hospital. Hence, referral letters were written for them, and the local Sai volunteers promised to follow up on this. Some volunteers were helping the Sai team optometrist pack up as he was attending to his last patient. This was at about 7 p.m. and as they watched him at work, they realized something special was happening. His patient was an elderly Fijian lady who had been having problems with her eyes for years and had not been able to read for some time. To travel into Labasa town and purchase spectacles was just not possible for her due to a lack of finances. When the optometrist placed a pair of spectacles on her after taking time to test her eyes, and when she realized that she could read the writing given to her, her face was a joy to behold as it lit up in a beaming smile. All the people there had tears in their eyes as they realized it was Swami's love and compassion working in that room, as it had been throughout the day within the entire camp. By this time, her family had filed into the room to watch, and everyone erupted into laughter as the optometrist then told her, "These glasses are for reading the Bible, not love stories." The words of Bhagwan that the joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable came alive.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, what you are listening to is the report of the activities of the Sai Medical Camp that delivered specialized medical relief to 5,000 needy Fijians across the isolated nation, while drawing medical professionals and volunteers from four different nations, that is from New Zealand, Australia, USA and Fiji. And they worked in unity as Sai's instrument of selfless love and compassion. Well, dear listeners, this sacred service activity was conducted for 1 week, that was from 16th of June to 23rd of June in the year 2007. And dear listeners, what you heard till now was the account of the first 4 days of the activities. Now, before we move on in the segment Service Love in Action, let's listen to a beautiful Telugu song specially composed by Swami students on the occasion of the annual sports and cultural meet on the year 2000.
Listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. SSC On Air is a weekly radio series in which we bring you interesting, inspiring and enjoyable radio classes on Satya Sai education in human values. Each lesson plan incorporates all the teaching techniques prescribed by Bhagwan Baba.
Sai Ram children.
Sai Ram teacher.
Teacher, please tell us what is in your hand. What is it?
Oh, it's a surprise for you for today's class. You will know in a moment.
Teacher, it is a letter H. It is a flashcard of letter H. Big H and small H.
But teacher, why did you give us the letter H?
We shall discuss about it soon. Now let us make the sound of the letter H. Lovely. H seems to be happy letter. All of you are laughing. Ha ha ha. And do you know, our Baba loves happy smiling children. So, always be happy. Now, it's time for the class to begin.
When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
SSC On Air is a weekly radio series in which we bring you interesting, inspiring and enjoyable radio classes on Satyasai Education in Human Values. Each lesson plan incorporates all the teaching techniques prescribed by Bhagwan Baba. You can listen to SSE on air on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, SSE on air, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website, radiosai.org. You can download and listen at leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/SSE. That is radiosai.org/SSE. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Radio Sai Global Harmony offers you Sai Inspires, a daily inspirational service which emails you an inspirational message and a beautiful picture of Bhagavan Baba every single day. To subscribe to this free email service, please visit our website radiosai.org. For any inquiries, please email us at h2h@radiosai.org.
So, dear listeners, in case you have not yet subscribed to this free inspirational email service from Radio Sai, that is Sai Inspires, please do it right now. Well, for the benefit of all, let me read out for you today's Sai Inspires message. In our journey to God, what are the pitfalls to watch for and stay away from? So, Bhagwan cautions us today and gives us practical tips so that we may not falter. So, I quote, "There are learned scholars who spend a good deal of time in arguing that this form of God is superior to the other. This delusion has caused great harm. The truth is that each form of God reveals a certain phase of divinity. The comparison itself diminishes the integrity of any scholar. Anyone who has reverence for God would not attempt at intellectually estimating the power of the Lord. They would, in fact, earnestly try to get an intuitive experience of the divine. Harmony is the test of any religious outlook. If it breeds hate or faction or pride, the outlook is definitely evil. Keep away from these if you are interested in your spiritual practice." Unquote. Well, dear listeners, this extract was from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba on February 3rd, 1964, and this is today's Sai Inspires message for all. And dear listeners, if you have not yet subscribed for this daily inspirational free email service from Radio Sai, please do it right now by logging on to our website radiosai.org. So, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 11:48 a.m. A pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, today in this segment, I am giving you the account of the week-long medical camp that a group of Sai devotees undertook in Fiji, when Fiji had been through yet another coup, that is the country's diplomatic relations with the international community were at an all-time low, and the political environment was unsuitable. Yet the devotees of Bhagwan Baba forged ahead to render service propelled by selfless love of Bhagwan. Dear listeners, this was a week-long medical camp that was from 16th of June to 23rd of June of the year 2007. And till now you heard the activities of the first 4 days of the medical camp. And let's continue listening to the report of the activities of the other days.
Medical Camp Number 5 at Vaibunabuna Primary School, Lekutu, Vanualevu. On Thursday, 21st of June 2007, the Sai team was up bright and early to board the buses for the long trip to Lekutu, where the next camp was to be held at the local primary school. This was another long bus ride of 2.5 hours,
and onto some fairly rough gravel roads as well. But once again, with bhajans being sung, it certainly seemed to make the journey much shorter. The team of Sai doctors reached there about 7:30 a.m. The school was in the middle of an ongoing construction of a hostel for children coming to the school from far-off locations. As the construction was only halfway through, it had partitions between rooms. But unfortunately, there was no electricity, which was a cause of concern to the doctors. But why fear when Swami is the force behind the entire team? At that time, a Sai devotee from Labasa arrived, and understanding the problem, immediately began to arrange two solar panels he had in his van and connected them to a large battery. Voila! That was another Sai incident for all to rejoice about. The school principal welcomed the Sai team, saying,
"We were so happy when we were approached by your people from Labasa a few months back, asking if they could use the facilities. Our committee voted unanimously to allow you to use our building, and we also made up some brochures and sent them out with the children when they went home from school. We heard from last year how lasting impression the medical team had left and are grateful to God for ensuring that you came here."
At the end of the day, the Sai team collected boxes of medicines for him to add to the school's first aid kit, and he was overjoyed as this meant that he did not have to worry about where to find the funds for this for some time to come. The local people were extremely happy to be recipients of such love and concern. At this camp, the number of patients were just over 300, but some of the patients required immediate medical attention, and some showed various complications. Seeing the dedication and loving care of the Sai doctors, a nurse from New Zealand who had accompanied the team expressed,
"I work as a nurse for one of the Sai doctors who has come from New Zealand. And when he asked me if I would like to join him and his wife on these camps in Fiji, I was worried as to what I was getting myself into. I had been pre-warned about the conditions we would find here, but having seen only the tourist side of Fiji, I had no idea how poverty-stricken some areas are. I am a devout Christian and have not known Sai, but seeing the love, the care, the dedication, and the commitment shown by all the members of this combined Sai team, I have been bold. I can only say that the words of Sai Baba, 'Love all, serve all,' are enshrined in the hearts of all these people. To me, the teachings of Jesus Christ and Sai Baba..."
Medical Camp Number 6 at Nadogo Secondary School, Vainikoro, Vanualevu. Friday, 22nd June 2007 dawned. The Sai team boarded the waiting buses in the motel compound at 6 a.m. The journey to the next Sai medical camp at Nadogo Secondary School was about 1.5 hours from the base. One of the highlights of this camp was that there was a very small and tricky bridge built over a stream, which the buses had to negotiate carefully at the entrance to the school. On the way back after the camp, crossing the stream was even more difficult. all the passengers had to disembark from the bus and then spend almost 45 minutes trying to get across without falling into the stream. There was a constant chanting of the Lord's name, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, while this was being attempted. With the grace and blessings of Bhagwan, the stream was crossed, and many people had a few anxious moments. This day proved to be the busiest day of the entire trip. By midday, 1,000 plus people had registered, and patients were still pouring in. Busloads would turn up at the entrance of the school every half hour, some from over 150 kilometers away, and the facilities were stretched to the limit. Most patients had realized that it was going to be a long day and had brought food and water along. Many of them were anxiously waiting for their turn, wondering whether they would be attended to within the available time. The pharmacy unit, dental unit, and optometrist continued working till late in the night. In spite of working under stress of large numbers, everyone's love of Swami kept them going and kept the morale of the team high and fully motivated. An orthodontist from Australia, who was part of the Sai team, remarked,
"I did not value just how lucky we are in our developed first world countries until I came here. I have had tears in my eyes seeing the joyous smiles on the faces of some of the patients I have treated, and can only thank Sai for allowing me to be part of this journey of love. At first, I could only think of how difficult it would be setting up the equipment I brought, but after the first couple of days, everything seemed to be such a breeze that I just know we have Sai's hand with us all the time."
By mid-afternoon, over 2,000 people had been registered. They wished they had more medical personnel with them. Some people had come from villages miles away, where there was only a small health clinic, staffed only by a nurse. It was a joy when over 20 senior students at the school realized just how busy the Sai doctors were and immediately volunteered their services after they finished their classes and stayed until late at night. The students were from both Indian and Fijian background and showed everyone that people of all races and cultures can work together in harmony and love. Without them, the Sai volunteers would not have been able to attend to this large number of patients. The students helped in the pharmacy, and it was a wonderful experience for them, which filled their being with happiness. Unfortunately, some people could not wait for their prescriptions, as they had to catch the bus back to their village. For these patients, 3 cartons of prescriptions were left behind. The headmaster assured the Sai team that he would ensure that all who had missed their medicine collection would get them. He has kept his word, even though it meant locating each patient painstakingly, ensuring that the right person got the right prescription. He observed,
"When Sai can do so much for us, this is the least we can do to help each other."
An orthodontist from Australia, who was a part of the Sai team of doctors, spoke about his experience in the following words,
"You know, in my practice in Australia, I get so grumpy and sometimes very impatient with some of my patients, yet I don't care or apologize. I only work for 5 hours a day, but still moan and groan about my life. Yet, here it is unbelievable that I am standing up and treating people the entire day with only a small 10-minute break for lunch and feel so happy all the time.
As the Sai team left the camp late at night, after seeing most of the patients, the headmaster at Nodogo Secondary School said,
"Even though it is sad your people could not see all the patients that came, we fully understand, as we ourselves also did not realize, that so many would come from so far away. My staff and I thank you very much for your sacrifice in coming here to help our people, and feel that today has helped in putting aside any racial differences that may have been emerging between our people, especially after the recent coup. I know that you will be back next year, and we will be very happy to host you again, and now realize it should be over 2 days, as the need in this area is tremendous. May God go with you and keep you in the palm of His hand."
At this camp, over 1,100 patients were seen. An incredible number of prescriptions were given throughout an extremely long and busy day. But in spite of it being such a busy day, all who were there felt very happy and fortunate that they had been part of the team.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sairam, dear listeners, what you are listening to is the report of a week-long medical camp activities by the Sai devotees in Fiji. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12 p.m., a fine afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action. Well, dear listeners, before we move further in the segment, let's listen to a couple of beautiful songs specially composed by Swami students on the occasion of the annual sports and cultural meet here at Prashant Nilayam.
Hridayava మహి వచ్చి తినలే పంచ ఓ వరమా రూరు మౌనమై పుట్టి వెనువై పాడే స్వర శివా రూరు సకలం సర్వం నీవే హృదయవా హృదయవా మనిషిలో స్వర్గవా స్వర్గవా చిరుగాలిలా దరి చేరిన ఓ ఫలమా రూరు చిరుజల్లులే కురిపించిన శ్రావణమా సకలం సర్వం నీవే హృదయమా 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 మనిషికై వెలసిన మధురమా అణువణు నీవేలే ఓ ప్రాణమా చిన్నారి చూపుల్లో ఆనందమా శ్వాసనే చేసిన అనురాగమా దేవుడే
You're listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Medical Marvels of Love is our weekly radio series in which we bring you patient profiles from India's top-of-the-line super speciality hospitals, often referred to as modern temples of healing. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, located at Whitefield, Bangalore, and at Prashanti Gram in Puttaparthi.
It was such a great feeling when Sai looked at me with inquisitive eyes. It was the first time he had seen his own mother. It was like my son had been born again.
We could not believe our ears when we learned that in Baba's hospital, even complex surgeries are done absolutely free of cost.
I have no words to express my gratitude, what they've done.
Yes, I had always believed in God, but you all know that was the God whom I had never seen. After coming here, I now believe in a God whom I have not only seen, but also experienced.
You can listen to Medical Marvels on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 8 p.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, Medical Marvels of Love, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website, radiosai.org. You can download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/medical, that is MEDICAL. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, this is Radio Sai, the voice of global harmony. And welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service, Love in Action, bringing you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Well, dear listeners, Swami in a divine discourse delivered on 3rd June 1995 said, and I quote, "Welfare services should be free for all. There are numerous people who cannot afford the costs of medical treatment. So, doctors should render free service to such persons." Unquote. Inspired by this message, a group of Sai devotees from the countries of New Zealand, Australia, US and Fiji worked in unison to serve the most neglected and needy patients in the remotest areas of the island nation of Fiji through medical camps. Over 50 medical professionals and many more volunteers worked round the clock to serve 5,000 patients from the 16th of June through the 23rd of June 2007. And the fuel that kept everyone going was the loving energy of Sai that was felt palpable by those who served and by those who were served. Dear listeners, till now you heard the activities of the medical camp in the first 6 days. Let's now listen to the activities of this medical camp on the concluding day.
Medical Camp Number 7 at Kokeloa School, Naleba, Panualevu. The Sai team gathered around their buses as dawn broke on Sunday, 23rd of June 2007. It was the day of the last and final camp. This camp was approximately 1 hour away from the motel. There was a tinge of sadness in the air as all began to realize that this was the last camp and that the Australian and the USA contingent would be leaving in the afternoon at 1 p.m. as their flights back to Nadi were departing at 3 p.m. The New Zealand contingent was leaving the next day. The site of this camp was a very beautiful one. Up on a plateau which overlooked cane fields, pineapple, banana, coconut plantations and beautiful forests. The headmaster of the school and three of his staff had sacrificed their off day to serve and worked as hard as the Sai volunteers from Labasa, who were busy organizing water, tea and a light lunch for the team. Having these medical camps at schools was an absolute blessing, as the availability
of a number of rooms made it much easier. Setting up the pharmacy in a separate room was such a blessing as it facilitated the spreading out of all medications as required for quick dispensing. People were pouring in, and the Sai team was concerned as the doctors of the Australian and USA teams and one of the doctors of the New Zealand team was scheduled to leave. But as Swami would have it, over 400 people were seen before 1 p.m. and after the departure of the doctors who were leaving, only 130 people registered. It was another indication of how Swami takes care of every aspect of the camp and of the needs of the team who serve in His name. A doctor from the Sai team from Australia mentioned,
"We have definitely filled a need, but what I have been absolutely amazed about is just how wonderfully all of us from four different countries worked so well together with such excellent teamwork and harmony. It makes me so happy and so proud to have been part of this group."
Midday, all gathered to say farewell to the brothers and sisters from Australia and the USA. Tears flowed as goodbyes were said, and soon they had boarded the bus and departed for the airport in Labasa to begin the journey back home. The rest of the team continued till they attended to the last patient at 5:30 in the evening. Once again, before they left the school, they ensured that the school had a pack of supplies for their first aid kit. Dr. Ami Chandran, who is the Director of Medical Services for the Fijian Government, Northern Division, had this to say as he made a surprise visit to the school in the afternoon.
"This service provided by the Sai organization has been extremely useful. It is a complementary service to what we have been doing, but due to our resource constraint, we are not able to tackle some of the problems on our own. And there is very little private sector input in this division. I feel that the services just provided by the Sai organization in our communities has been a very welcome move, and we hope that this will continue. We also hope that we can build on this relationship to provide better health care for our people. I thank you all very much for your help and input."
The next day at 11 a.m., the Sai team flew back to Nadi from Labasa to await their departure to Auckland, which was scheduled to depart at 2 p.m. Everyone felt extremely blessed to have been a part of the service done in the name of Sai. The most valuable take-back was the feeling of humility and gratitude that filled their being. Close to 5,000 patients were seen over the 7 camp days, some in rather remote and rural areas of Fiji. Many patients had multiple consultations that included general, eye, dental and gynecological. The team donated cartons of medicines to the various small health centers that were near the schools and to the local hospitals, as these would ensure that patients whom the Sai doctors had seen do not run out of medications. The Sai organization members in Labasa ensured that these were delivered. Each morning, before commencing the camps, the Sai team would make a small prayer to Swami, seeking His guidance and love for the day ahead. Every member of the team felt that the true beneficiaries of this service project were they themselves, as it had brought about a complete transformation of their hearts. All the doctors and volunteers could feel Swami's presence at every step. Small miracles and instances of grace kept happening. Swami's love and compassion flowed through his able instruments, the doctors and the volunteers, and touched each and every patient. It was extremely impressive to see the commitment shown by one doctor who was over 70 years of age. At no stage did this doctor slow down his pace or show an impatience for the camps to be over. Undoubtedly, the energy of Sai Love kept working through him, reminding us of what Swami has said, quote, "The very eagerness to serve others will endow you with the power and skill necessary for the required service," unquote.
It is nothing but a miracle of His love that worked through this team of Sai doctors and volunteers. And it is His love again that works through millions of medical service initiatives and projects that are taken up by the devotees of Bhagwan all over the world, providing free medical care to the sick and ailing with dedication, commitment, love and the best of skills, so that they may be cured in body, mind and spirit. Bhagwan has given us the guiding principles that healthcare should be available to all, irrespective of caste, religion, nationality or financial status. Bhagwan explains in very simple words, quote, "When disease makes no distinctions of high or low, rich or poor, should those who treat make such distinctions?" Unquote. Swami is, through His instruments, embracing the whole of humanity with love and granting them solace, health and succor. His instruments are His devotees who live their lives guided by His principles and who consider it their greatest privilege in life to serve in His name, serve in the name of Sai.
Salam, dear listeners. Welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. And you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. Stories of Sai Seva from across India and around the world. Well, you can read up on today's feature and see pictures of this and other Sai Seva activities by checking out the Sai Seva feature in our e-journal Heart to Heart. Dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12:23. And it's time for me to take your leave and give way to afternoon satsang, the next segment of today's Thursday Life. As always, placing this segment at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I am Raghu, signing off by leaving for you a bhajan from a Sai Blossom product, volume 1 of the album Bhavanjali.
Dear listeners, your feedback is valuable to us in order to improve our programs. Please write to us with your suggestions and comments. You can email them to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Twameva Sharanam Mama. Tasmat Karunya Bhavena
Raksha Raksha Saishwara Sai. भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान आनंदमय भगवान हे
Yeah.
కరుణానిధే ప్రభు సాయిరా
కరుణానిధే ప్రభు సాయిరా
కృపానిధే దీనుకే ప్రాణ शरण लगा लो
प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा
मुझे दया करो भगवान
मुझे दया करो भगवान
मुझे कृपा करो भगवान
मुझे कृपा करो
आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान